Hi, this is Isaac Ariola, and I'm here with DJ, Luke, Simi, Josh, and Ryan. And so today is our fourth episode, and we're going to go to Josh for the summary of chapter 67 through 88.
Okay. So in these chapters, Pi's clothes disintegrate over time, and the near constant wetness causes sea boils. He continues to fish, grab the fish with his bare hands and chopping their heads off with hatches. He learns to train the net in the water as a lure, and some days he catches more fish than he can eat. Pi spends many hours observing the sea life, collecting on the underside of his raft and eating some of it. Pi butchers some small hawk-billed turtles and drinks its blood, which the survival manual recommends as a nutritious and salt-free thirst quencher. He decides he needs to train Richard Parker to allow him onto the lifeboat more regularly. Pi presents a training manual for taming the wild creatures in the lifeboat at sea. He uses a turtle shell for a shield during the first training practice. Richard Parker knocks Pi into the water, but Pi persists. Each practice, he catches another turtle and fashions a new shield. Pi keeps a diary, writing down mostly practical observations and carries out religious rituals adapted to his unique situation. He also cleans up after Richard Parker as part of a training exercise. Richard Parker gets nervous. In a moment of supreme hunger, Pi tries to eat the tiger's feces but fails.
Okay, thanks Josh for the summary. So, in chapter 6 and 9, it talks about how Pi uses flares to try to signal lights that he sees, but every time he does it, it doesn't work. So, DJ, how would you feel if you were Pi and set off the flares and it was pretty much for nothing?
Well, first off, I would be devastated because all that time that he spent on that boat and no help whatsoever, and to find light for the first time and to be depressed and to be trying to so, like, distraught and so upset that nobody's there is, like, I would be terrified. Terrified, but just in your body and your mind, your mind just gets lower and lower and lower, and you're definitely not gonna make it through if you're that depressed about something that's a big part of the aspect of surviving.
Okay, thanks, CJ. So, when Pi tries to use the whistles to try to, in a way, tame the tiger, so would you do anything different, Luke, to help, like, tame it or calm it down, anything?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if I had some extra food on the boat or something, I'd throw it, like, in a certain direction for the tiger to go that way. Or, like, maybe I'd sharpen some, like, make a weapon or something to keep myself protected.
Well, first of all, sorry to jump in, y'all, but, because what is it? I think in one of the chapters, it talks about how he needs to become the alpha.
Yeah.
Be the alpha over an animal that's, like,
trained
to do all that stuff is, like,
extremely,
but weapons I think might be a little too dangerous, like you said,
yeah.
Luke, but I would for sure make some kind of defense mechanism.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I think he used the turtle shell for
yeah,
one
that
of
was the next chapter.
That
yeah,
was the next
yeah,
chapter,
yeah.
I think
yeah.
so.
Pretty much continuing on for the next chapter when he used a shell, and it said that he went through many of the shields or shells that he used. So, Simi, after all those attempts with the shells, would you try to do, like, anything different, go back to the whistle, keep doing with the shells, or what?
All right, so I would probably go back to the whistle and try to just tame him. Shoot, but I think Richard Parker is just a wild animal, so it would be very hard to tame him. And I think the shells were a good idea, but going back to the whistle would help because I think that the whistle would be able to tame Richard Parker.
Okay, thanks, Amy. So, Josh, later, a few chapters later, Pi seems to be talking with all his religions, but the most he talks to is God. So, while he's talking about God, out of his religions, why do you think he picked God out of the three?
Well, I think he picked God because the main reason why he wanted to have three religions was in order to show his love for God.
Okay, so thanks for that, Josh. So, Ryan, in chapter 77, it talks about how the food is running low, and so Pi tries all these things with the fish, turtles, even tries Richard Parker's feces. And so my question is there anything you would try to eat or do different from Pi when you're hungry?
I probably would not do anything different simply because, like, I think Pi was using the most out of his resources to get food, and he was using the most to his ability to not starve, so I think he would do better in that situation than I would trying to find food.
Okay. Thanks, Ryan. So now we're going to go into our discussion about what we think about all the chapters. So
I can't believe that Pi has made it this far, to be honest. Like, I know it's probably said in his last podcast, but it's insane how this kid, I think 16 years old, yeah, he is. I wouldn't be able to do this.
Yeah.
This is like next level stuff.
And the crazy thing is the tiger hasn't attacked, like, eaten him yet.
I think one of the chapters, didn't he like pee on like the boat or something?
To let it show
his territory, yeah, or something, yeah, like that. Territory. Which is very, very smart too.
Yeah.
Because animals always do that. And mm-hmm. for him to do that, I mean, to think of that, that's crazy. And to make him like stare down like the most menacing predator probably in the entire world.
Yeah.
And to do that and not show any feeling of scaredness,
fear,
or fear, any of that, yeah, exactly. It's just crazy. I can't believe that.
That's crazy.
Do you guys think of, like, would you guys be able to do this? Like, I wouldn't be able to do this. Like, this is like crazy.
I don't think I'd be able to survive.
Especially without my family too.
Yeah.
And I think
it'll be a hard time.
They talk about how like depressed he's getting and like how he's gonna like, and like he's like, yeah, he's just morally depressed. Like, to not even have anybody to talk to, to be an introvert to like your own self is just crazy.
Like, losing your family is one thing, but then getting stranded out in the middle of the sea after you lost them is just gotta take a toll on them.
Yeah, exactly. It's crazy.
Yeah, but at the same time, in one of the chapters, it does talk about how just the thought of his family gave him a little bit more hope to keep on going.
And that's probably what his best bet is. Best thing. Also with God as well, how he's talking about God and how he believes in him. And how God thinks that he will guide him through this, and he will guide him through the survival, and he would do great.
Okay, so thank you for listening to episode 4 of our Life of Pi podcast. See you next time.